From the studios of NPR West, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm David Greene, in for Guy Raz. We begin today in East Africa, where residents are suffering through the worst drought in 50 years. There are so many statistics that tell the story of this tragedy, none more than this one. 29,000 children have died in just the past 3 months. The epicenter is Somalia, where there are not only food shortages, but also political instability, violence, and a mass movement of frightened refugees. Each day, thousands more take a brutal journey on foot to refugee camps in Kenya, desperate for medical attention, food, and hope. Once they make it to the food line, it's chaos. Those sounds are from Dadaab, Kenya, home to nearly a 500,000 displaced Somalis. It's the largest refugee camp in the world. And that's our cover story today, Somalia, a nation in tatters. In a moment, we'll talk to an aid worker at the refugee camp in Kenya, first to the political situation in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The transitional government there has been battling an Islamist militant group known as Al-Shabaab, which controls the southern portion of the country. Abdirahman Yabro is a journalist, chief of the Somali service for Voice of America. He says Al-Shabaab had been acting like the solution, offering food and shelter, but Somalis were not quick to trust an armed group with links to Al-Qaeda.
People started not obeying Al-Shabaab because they figured out that in any way they'll die. They either die by hunger or by bullet. And many of them said, heck with it, kill us, we have to go to Mogadishu.
For families reaching Mogadishu, safety was no guarantee. Al-Shabaab also controlled much of the capital. They were blocking international aid groups from delivering food and medical supplies. But there seems to be a breakthrough this weekend. Al-Shabaab retreated from the capital. Their leaders said this is just a tactical move, but Abdirahman Yabro says this could be a sign the militant group is getting weaker.
Al-Shabaab had leaders from Somalia or Somalis, indigenous, and Somali and foreigners. So those two leader groups were in conflict for quite some time.
With the unrest in Mogadishu, many Somalis' best chance to get much-needed food has been to journey to those refugee camps in Kenya. Stephanie Savario of the UN World Food Program says the flow of Somalis into the Dadaab refugee camp shows no sign of slowing down.
What we're seeing is still a large influx of people arriving every day here from Somalia. The influx is actually not slowing down, it's increasing. We have about 1,500 people arriving daily. They've walked for days, they're very tired, especially children arrive in a very, very bad shape. I mean, I've met someone this morning, a family who came with a child whose parents had died on the way. And so the child basically is now part of this new family and is also receiving assistance. But the stories you hear are really, really sad.
And Stephanie, how many refugees are there in the camps in Dadaab?
Well, we're talking about, you know, more than 420,000 people at the moment.
420,000?
Yes, that's the figure that of people that the World Food Program is feeding. On top of that, there are a lot of services, especially for children, malnourished children, but also pregnant and lactating women who can get added assistance in hospitals or health posts. It's extremely difficult to look at children. So today I saw a family. The woman had six children. You know, her husband stayed behind in Somalia because he was still actually hoping that things would get better. And he had a family member who was sick, so he wanted to stay behind. But their child was 2 years old, and she really, really looked like a 10-month-old baby. And she was coughing, and she had very, very tiny legs. I was telling the woman, maybe you need to bring her to hospital. And she said, but I've been there already, and I'm so tired. And, you know, if I need to get back, the hospital is so far, and I've got the other children to take care of. I mean, it's a desperate situation.
Can you tell us what the biggest challenges, issues facing the relief effort are as of now?
Well, yes. I mean, the challenges are resources and logistics, in a way, and time. We don't have time. Basically, we need continuous funding because the numbers keep growing. And because of these very high malnutrition rates, we need more specialized food for children, especially children under five. As more refugees come, it means to build more shelters, more latrines, And we need to do that now. And that takes a bit of time. It can't be done in one day. So we don't have that time. It's, you know, the time is running out, and that's the biggest difficulty. It's, we need to do things now because people are just here and they have nothing.
It's the voice of Stephanie Savario from the UN World Food Programme, and she joined us from Dabab, Kenya. Thank you so much for talking to us, Stephanie.
Thank you.